time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolf is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune. He rewrites it in the style of a famous composer. We get one of our listeners on the line to try to guess the name of the famous composer whose style Bruce is imitating and the tune that's hidden in the Piano Puzzler as well. Lorelei Costa is on the phone from the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Can you see the ocean from there, Lorelei?
I can, between buildings.
And how far above sea level are you?
About 30 feet.
All right, so you're safe for now.
I am. I'm in Southern Shores, North Carolina.
And Lorelei, what's your musical background?
Music is one of my greatest joys in life, and I've been playing classical piano and singing in choirs my entire life. But I just recently moved across the country, so I am between choirs and between pianos right now.
Ah, so no piano in your life? Are you still just singing as you walk down the street?
Well, I am, and I'm borrowing a friend's keyboard, but I truly believe that electronic keyboards are different instruments entirely.
Not quite the same
as having a piano.
As an acoustic piano. Well, I hope you get a piano back very soon in your life. For the moment, you'll have to make do with Bruce Adolf at the piano and his Piano Puzzler. He'll play this for you. Your job will be to try to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Lorelei, I don't know what's coming either, so if you happen to get stuck, we can brainstorm on this together.
Okay,
here's Bruce Adolf with your Piano Puzzler. So, Lorelei, what do you think?
Oh, gosh. Well, I definitely recognize the tune, but I'm not sure I can put a name on it just now. Dun 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 dun.
Yes. What is that called?
Oh, God.
Well, I bet if you think about it, you can get the name.
And I can't think of any lyrics
with it.
I almost think it's not a sung piece, is it?
Don't think can't. Think can.
Can. Okay. The Can-Can.
There you go. That's right.
The Can-Can by Jacques Offenbach. So a familiar tune from the world of classical music, actually, rewritten in the style of another classical composer. Any idea whose style Bruce was mimicking?
Well, I really think it's 20th century, maybe.
20th century, definitely.
It's very rhythmic. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun. There's almost a little bit of a sense of humor in it, but that may be you.
I'm afraid it might be.
It does have kind of that rhythmic drive. It's like a folk music quality, even.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Well, you always say on the Piano Puzzler to go with your gut.
Yes, try it.
And the name that first leapt to mind was Bartok.
Yes!
Perfect. So the Can-Can in the style of Bela Bartok. So, Bruce, what were you borrowing from the musical vocabulary of Bartok?
Well, basically, I put the tune in 5/8 time. So instead of going
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3.
It goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4. And you would never be able to tell that from just the accent. So the accompaniment does it. And, of course, the dissonances are his particular brand of dissonances. They are moving in and out of a lot of perfect fifths. Some are in the key, some are not in the key. There are some tritones. And then I also change the mode of the tune occasionally. So you, at one point, it goes. Because it's you don't need to recognize it anymore. And so you also have. With the chords in the left hand here are very much like the Bartok Romanian dances.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really fun to play. I have to say, I try to forget the can-can when I play it so that I don't have the accents struggling to break into 4/4.
Lorelei, very well done. You named the tune, you named the composer. 100% A-plus for you on the Piano Puzzler this week.
Well, I got a little hint, so thank you for that.
No, you did not.
You were right on top of it.
You nailed it all the way. Very well done.
I mean, you sang the tune before you got the name, and if you can sing the tune, you know it.
You know it, absolutely. Lorelei, how do you hear Piano Puzzlers?
I listen online, and I listen to The Puzzler on the podcast.
The Puzzler podcast, which you can find on the PT homepage, performancetoday.org. Lorelei Costa calling from the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Did you say Southern Shores was the name of the town?
Yes.
From Southern Shores, North Carolina. Lorelei, thank you so much for playing this week.
Thank you very much. I'm so thrilled to be on the show.
Oh, we were thrilled to have you. And again, congratulations. I wish we could send you a big plaque of achievement, the Piano Puzzler plaque of achievement. Very well done. And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.